Once again, our broadcast Tell Me More has dug up a story that has been buried underneath the coronavirus news. This week, it's up to Somalia. And if you didn't have the chance to listen to our program, no need to worry, because I'll give you all of the highlights right now. Starting with how much you actually know about what's going on in Somalia.
I know that it's a country in Africa, and I think that's about it. I actually don't know anything about Somalia.
So I know there's a war in Somalia, but I don't know any of the specifics. I know it has been going on for a very long time, I think. And maybe that it's like a civil war or something, terrorist actions, but I don't know the details.
I'm sorry, I don't know anything about Somalia.
What I know about Somalia is that it's a country in East Africa. If I remember correctly, I also think there's a lot of terrorism and violence, but I don't know much about the political situation.
News and stories about Somalia rarely reach us. Luckily, we found someone who knows what's going on there. Richard Crotters has been working in Somalia for 4 years with the International Rescue Committee. That's a worldwide organization that works with refugees, victims of war, and victims of natural disaster.
Generally speaking, the country is probably more stable than I imagine it to be. It's even more stable than I imagined it before I moved to this context. I generally can move about the country. I mean, I do need security, but I can move about the country. It's a bit safer in the interior, in the north, but the south is heavily controlled by Al-Shabaab, and there are, of course, clan conflicts that add to the insecurity. So it's an unstable situation, but it's slowly moving forward, and things are being rebuilt, systems are being put in place. There's another election coming up between December and February, which could add to some instability, but the hope is that the country will continue in the right direction.
Right now, the people living in Somalia are faced with constant fear, and they struggle with a lot of insecurities.
You have about one-fifth of the population is internally displaced, and that means that they were affected to the point where they had to leave their locations. Now, there are people that are less affected, but so you have different ways in which populations are being impacted. Some people leaving their homes because of fighting, others staying where they are to try to preserve their livelihood, but their lives are impacted.
Of course, the coronavirus is still going on worldwide. It is also something people in Somalia need to deal with.
Due to the weak healthcare system, that this was going to have a devastating impact on the country. In reality, and because we do healthcare and we are, our largest office is in Mogadishu, we were sort of at the front lines of the pandemic when it hit. It was interesting to see that the situation never got out of control. There was some attempt to maintain public health protocols, the physical distancing, the masks, and so forth. And for some reason, everyone is a bit confused as to why, because the country was ignoring these public health protocols, why the virus didn't expand more quickly than it did. And so far, seems to have been under control. I've had, of my 200 staff in Somalia, we've had only one officially confirmed to have contracted the virus. Now, it should be said that, you know, the testing was limited, and people were told, because of the pressure on the healthcare system, they were not to come in and be tested unless they exhibited severe symptoms. What that resulted in was a lot of people that were either asymptomatic or had limited symptoms that were never tested. And so it's likely we'll never know the extent of how the virus progressed in the country.
We also spoke with Abdal Ahmed Mumim. He is a journalist in Somalia and secretary general at the Somali Syndicate Company. Being a journalist in Somalia is dangerous. He has received many death threats and is a survivor of the shootings in Mogadishu, the capital of Somalia. He tells us about his experiences.
Cover about issues of Somalia, the humanitarian side, the conflict, the human rights issues, women of ours, as well as press freedom and democracy. All of these areas are the areas that I'm specializing to cover in Somalia. I have been working in Somalia as a journalist since 2003, when I joined into this profession. as a very young aspiring journalist, I have had several challenges, but I went through all these things. In 2015, I went into exile after an attempt on my life because of my constant work with the Wall Street Journal, a US-based newspaper, after covering the death of former Al-Shabaab commander. And I have been threatened several times, and lastly they attempted to assassinate me. That's when I fled the country. I've been into Kenya for several years, and then I retired back to Somalia to continue my work as a journalist. I'm a father, I have a family and kids. I'm also a media trainer, trying to train young journalists in Somalia.
And what are the risks and challenges to be a journalist in Somalia?
To be a journalist in Somalia is the most difficult job someone can ever take up or can do in Somalia. So Somalia has been into a conflict since 1991, when the central government collapsed and clan militia took over the country. After that, then Somalia ran into chaotic moment because of the warlords and the extremist groupies. That is the moment when a lot of the Somali journalists and local media become vibrant, because we have had a lot of local radio stations and televisions starting up and establishing across the country, and more local journalists came into the profession. Sadly, this is when the majority of the journalists were killed and assassinated in Somalia. If we go back into the record, since 1992 up to May this year, we have lost about 70 journalists across the country. And all of these journalists, or majority of them, were assassinated in the line of the duty. And they were killed because of what they were reporting or what they were investigating. So Somalia is like that. To be a journalist is a very dangerous. One can survive. A lot of journalists have fled the country. My record from my organization shows that only 2019, 12 journalists fled the country because of the threats they have been facing from the different groups, including the government security forces, the militant group, and other criminal groups.
Somalia is facing a lot of challenges. They have to deal with heavy rainfall, drought, clanism, and on top of that, of course, COVID-19. It has been difficult to find experts to talk to. Both the United Nations Refugee Agency and the Human Rights Watch didn't want to comment on the situation. Richard Crotters and Abdal Ahmed Mumim surely did help us learn a lot about what's going on in Somalia right now. These were the highlights of our broadcast, Tell Me More, Somalia.